Good morning. It's Saturday. This is the Saturday Morning Hustle. Because Monday through Friday won't get you to the next level. The next big thing is not happening 9 to 5. I'm so glad you're here today. We're going to discuss a quote I recently put out on social media. Had a ton of positive interactions from all of you. So we're going to go deep into this concept today. The concept, the idea, the mindset, all the things that come with this idea. I hate to lose, but I love to learn new things. They often go together. Find the lessons in every loss and turn it into a victory. End quote. That was me on social media this week. Hopefully you guys have seen it. Maybe she made some comments online, but let's break this down and what it really means to be able to hate to lose, but love to learn things, which is the ultimate victory, and how you can apply this to any success pursuit you're working on as well. So right off the top, how does it seem like you can do both of these things at once? Hate to lose, but love to learn new things. What does that work out into? Well, of course, lessons are learned when things don't work out. Sometimes it's complete failure. Sometimes it's minor mistakes. There's nothing that has ever been 100% successful in life. And even things that are very successful, maybe even outperform expectations, there's still small aspects of it that didn't perform as well as expected. Sometimes better, sometimes not as much. There are lessons to be learned there about how it can be improved for the next time you do it. This is the continual growth process. This is a continual pursuit of success. So there are always lessons to be learned. The greatest lessons, the most impactful lessons, the way that you make the biggest changes to your approach comes from losses, comes from losing. When you are beaten, when you are defeated, when you the victory is snatched from you by your opponent or by yourself or by situations that are out of your control, whatever the scenario is, the loss teaches you more than winning. That's number one. But you can't let losses beat you, and you can't become complacent about losing because you know that you're learning a lesson from it. You need to win as much as possible. The point is win. The point is victory. The point of success is building up enough victories, but not letting small setbacks, losses, backslides slow you down. Remember, on this podcast, we don't define anything as a defeat unless it completely beats you, unless you quit doing the thing that you were defeated at. That's the only time that you have a defeat. Otherwise, there are lessons, their losses, their setbacks, their outcomes that are unexpected and unpredictable. So the best lessons come from when things don't work out. So taking a loss is not the end of the world. Taking a loss is an opportunity for you to learn, to improve, to get better. Also always realizing in your process from rookie to the best in the world, and we're going to discuss every level from rookie to the GOAT, the greatest of all time, there's always someone in that process who's a little bit ahead of you or a little bit behind you or a lot ahead of you and a lot behind you. Losing to the champion as a rookie is no big deal. Tons of lessons to be learned there. Losing as a champion to a rookie, obviously not the right scenario for you. And that has more to do with effort than lessons learned. So think of it like this. Start off with that loss. I hate to lose. The first sentence, I hate to lose. All winners hate to lose. When you think about, again, the GOATs, the greatest of all time, people you put up as the best athletes, the best actors, the best musicians, the best business professionals, the best politicians, the best at anything there is, they hate to lose. No one wanted to talk to Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan or Tom Brady after a loss. They hate to lose, but the loss, the sting of a loss, should be temporary. But that temporary sting, the memory of it, is fuel. Obviously, you want to move forward from losses. You want to do better. You want to improve. You want to, the next time that you come up against that opponent, the next time you enter that arena, you want to be the victor. Learning the lessons and applying them forward so that you do better, perform better, and become the victor eventually in that scenario, again, in that matchup, the next time you compete one-on-one or one-on-10 or however your competition works out for you, the sting of loss is the fuel for you to apply yourself to learning the lessons, to bettering yourself, improving your process so that it doesn't happen again, at least with that opponent or in that situation, in that scenario, so that you can move past that. You can be victorious against that opponent, against that scenario, and move on to the next challenge because you have elevated yourself. You do that by being dedicated to the process. You stay dedicated to your process, consistent and complete dedication to improving yourself continually, because it doesn't stop. It continually happens over and over again. You fuel yourself by remembering that sting, by not wanting to lose again, to not wanting to be in that position of losing, of being the loser of the loss. But that loss is temporary. You can't let it slow you down. In fact, it needs to, like fuel, propel you forward to be better the next time you are put in that situation, the next time you are matched up with that opponent. The next time you go head-to-head, you want to be better so that your opportunity for victory goes up. The chance to win is better if you improve from the loss. You will only improve from the loss if you're dedicated to the process. You will only stay dedicated to the process if it stings, if it hurts, if it burns, if you hate to lose. So the first sentence, I hate to lose. Great winners hate to lose, but use that loss as a fuel and a motivation for continual improvement. So instead, lose small, win big. Lose the individual match, lose the point, lose the client, lose that situation, lose today so that you can improve yourself to be a winner moving forward. Create an opportunity, put yourself in a better position because of lessons learned and then applied through practice, through dedication, through improvement, through growth, to be a winner in that situation again. Then that winner status will continue on to the next level and the next level and the next level. So lose small, lose temporary, let the sting hurt, let it hit right in your chest, in your gut, in your head, hate it, and then let it go, get past it. Keep the memory way in the back of your background, of your memory of don't want that to happen again. Don't let it stop you. And this is where people end up failing, is temporary losses. A small loss, they make too big of a thing. They make small losses big losses, and they stop. They make a temporary, a small loss too big, and it ends them. It completely disrupts their growth process. Understand you will lose. Understand everyone does. Everyone will have missed shots, missed hits, strikeouts, however you want to put the scenario in whatever metaphor you like. It happens to everyone. More no's than yeses. I've said this so many times on this podcast and on my business podcast, the Neo Marketing, or the formerly Neo Marketing podcast, now the Strategic Growth Podcast with the Golden Group. So lose small, win big. It's that old adage, lose the battle to win the war. If a temporary loss, if losing the battle will give you the advantage to move forward to win the war, it's worth that sting of defeat. But don't let it defeat you, as in stop you. Let it remind you to be better as you move forward. Success is a growth process. You have to love the game. To put it in sports metaphors again, you have to love the game, which is the process. It's the process itself of developing yourself, of continual growth, of learning from your lessons, learning lessons, both positive and negative, improving on things that didn't work out as expected, doing more of the things that did go well for you, focusing on continual growth and becoming a winner is more important than the number of wins and losses you have, because what you achieve is a level of success that supports you at every level so that you can continually achieve more. Every time you move up a level, every time you gain better competition, every time you do more at a bigger level, there are higher stakes. The opportunity to lose is there, but make that loss small, make it temporary, learn your lesson from it and move forward, but let it fuel you to do better at that level and then better at the next level and at that level, because every level you achieve greater success, the competition will be harder. The competition will be stiffer. Obviously, competition, again, back to sports metaphors, in Little League is different than it is in junior high, than it is in high school, than it is in college, than it is at professional level. Continue to move up that ranks. If you want to be the greatest of all time, you have to go through all of them. You have to take your losses, move forward and win, and ultimately create a winner mentality, a system that wins continually and more often than not to get to GOAT status, to the greatest of all time level. So wins and losses have lessons. There are more lessons from losses. We've talked about that before. Loss also allows you to remember you're human. No matter how much success you have, there will be temporary setbacks. You need to stay humble, but you have to stay motivated. This is why loss is good. Losing, as much as you hate it, will remind you to stay humble, and then will be fuel for your motivation to never lose again at that level and move yourself forward. So stay humble, but stay motivated. Use those losses for that continual improvement. And this is where the love part in, the love to learn new things. The temporary loss, the small loss, the thing that we hate to do is an opportunity for continual improvement. Don't fix a mistake so that you can win one time. Fix a mistake, fix errors, make improvements, do better in yourself, grow your skill sets, your abilities, your relationships, your connections, etc., so that you can continually win. A continual improvement process is how you love to learn new things. If you think you know everything, you're wrong. If you think you have all the skills you need, you're wrong. You need to continually improve, continually do better, and you do that by learning lessons. And I've said many times already this morning, the lessons come from losses and wins. Don't just focus on lessons from your wins. Don't just look at these things work, so I'm going to always do them, and now I know how to win, because your competition will improve. Your competition will change. Other factors will change as well. So you have to have a mindset. This is why it's a championship mindset, not simply a process, but a mindset of continual improvement. Find the information, find the lessons from losses, find them from wins, and continually move forward. Love to learn new things. Do not get set in your ways. Do not expect how I've always done it or what has taken me to victory previously will take me to victory, will make me successful in the future. It's a starting place. It's a base. It's a platform to begin with, but you have to learn new things in order to increase that base, to rise in the level, to be at higher competition, to outgrow the competition that you're at now and move up forward. And above that is by continually learning new things. So this is how you have a championship mindset. Champions continue. Champions rise. Champions elevate themselves. Successful people have a mindset of continual improvement to be better today than you were yesterday in yourself. If you improve yourself, if you make yourself better than you were the day before, the likelihood of beating your competition that beat you yesterday goes up. You outwork your competition. You outposition yourself. You do better than them in the future from the lessons you learned in the past in a self-improvement system, a continual self-improvement system. So as the way that you don't let temporary small setbacks, small losses stop you, you also can't let wins stop you either. Don't stop the continual growth process. That's why it's continual. It's not a growth process. It's not a one time. It's not when needed. It's continual. Always be growing. Always be developing. Always be adding skills. Always be doing these things that will allow you to be a better professional, a better person, a better individual, a better athlete, a better whatever it is you're doing every day. Self-improvement makes you more formidable against any and all competition you will receive, whether it's an individual, a team, a situation, or just the universe. All the factors that go against the potential for success, the better you make yourself through a continual process, then the better you will be able to compete with anyone or anything. This is what champions do. Champions rise to the occasion because they continually improve themselves. Quitters quit. Pretenders quit. Wannabes quit. People who are not truly trying to be successful quit. They let losses beat them down. They let losses stop them from achieving what it is that they're trying to achieve, which is something they have passion for, something they want to do, something that they want for themselves. Quitters, pretenders, wannabes do not improve themselves. They focus on wins and losses, and it's why they let those losses stop them. You're a champion. Rise above, improve yourself, and continue on. That continuation is your elevation. That's how you rise above. That's how you get better. That's how you outwork the competition. That's how you win. And enough wins create success. And in that success, again, attains you to a next level, and lessons are learned through the entire process. Who you become, which is a winner, or someone who understands how to be successful, who knows how to be successful, who has a system for self-improvement, who doesn't let small temporary setbacks, small losses stop them, instead uses it as fuel and lessons to be getting better, to improving themselves, focusing on self-growth and self-improvement, ultimately works out into beating your competition. That person you become is the most important aspect. It's the point of this conversation. This is why hating to lose but learning to love new things go together. Because the lessons in every loss can be turned into victory. The process of turning lessons from losses into victory is your self-improvement, continual self-improvement process. How you turn losses into victory is your self-improvement process. It is continual. The person you become every new day, every new week, every new month, every new year, the elevation of yourself is what's most important. Now, how do I know that? Because we have the lessons of the GOATs. We're back to the GOATs, the greatest of all time. Anyone who would be considered the greatest of all time, the top two, the top three, in any activity in life, all have this mindset. Number one, everyone starts as a rookie. Everyone starts at zero. Everyone starts with no experience, no skills, and at the bottom end of the opportunity to win. Everyone starts with zero victories. And typically, you start with 0-1, zero victories, one loss. This is how it happens. But every loss is a lesson learned. When you need to learn everything, because you're a rookie, because you are new, every loss is highly valuable, and you can gain skills, you can gain information, you can gain insights, you can get better rapidly because you started at such a limited place. Eventually, those things level out, and when you get to expert level, it becomes very hard to improve yourself, but dedication to that continual growth process can make that happen. So the GOATs know they started at zero. You have lessons all the time. Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan got cut from their junior high basketball teams. Tiger Woods was a child prodigy, but at some point he started off not being able to hit a golf ball at all. Very young for him, he was a child prodigy, but he got better and better and better. Every person who's a champion, every winner, every achiever started off just like you, at zero, as a rookie, as a person who couldn't make the team, as a person who couldn't win, but through the continual process got better and developed their skills, dedicated themselves, put the effort in, and became a champion because they're the first one in and the last one out because they're willing to put in effort to have passion and dedication to the process, not dedication to winning, not dedication to success, and absolutely not dedication to cash and cars and fame. All of those things are side effects of being successful, of winning, of having victories, of being a successful person, of creating a championship mindset. The other stuff will come. The victories that will result in money and other factors are side effects of becoming a champion through the right mindset. Winners gain those things. If your focus is money, success, and fame, you're not going to continually self-improve. You're going to believe the early hype. Your early victories will not be as impactful because you will say, this works for me. You'll take that easy money and you'll stop. So to be truly successful, to have continual growth, and to become the greatest of all time, you have to have the right mindset, the right focus, and that is on something you have passion for, not because it brings you success in a way of money or fame. Be focused on the right things, have passion for it, continual self-improvement. Lead by example. Never ask other people to do what you won't do, etc. These are all leadership qualities that come from a championship mindset. These are how you demonstrate to others that you're ready to be the leader, to be the champ, to be the GOAT. And of course, the last thing you need to do in order to be truly successful and create continual success for yourself is create success for others at the same time. You hear this, again, in a sports metaphor a lot, that the best players, the champions, the GOATs, the greatest of all time, are players who are awesome at their position. They do what they need to do for the team to win, and they make other people on their team better. They elevate other members of their team. No matter how great that GOAT is, they can't win alone. They need teammates. They need other people who bring different aspects to the game. If you're a great shooter, you need people that rebound and play defense. If you're a great defender, you need scores, etc. If you're great at marketing, if you're great at accounting, if you're great at leadership, you need people who do other things as well. You need to build a team. You need to elevate each member of those teams. If you want to be the greatest of all time, you have to be able to continue to elevate yourself and everyone else around you. Whether it's directly, by working directly with them, with my motivating and inspire them, or simply by them being motivated and inspired by watching you put your work in, your effort, your continual process, your championship mindset. The greatest of all time, elevate others. Now, I want to hear from you specifically. Hit me up on social media. Tell me what you think about the idea that to be truly successful, you have to elevate others, and how you try to elevate others and make other people better around you for their success and for yours. I really want to hear from you guys on social media on that. So thanks so much for listening to the podcast today. I love this idea. I love this topic. I had a great amount of interactions with you on social media. I hope to do from this one. We'll have much more interactions again as well. So thanks for listening. Streaming, subscribe. Please leave a comment, a review, share with a friend. Make sure you get your Saturday morning hustle, hashtag Saturday morning hustle, hashtag Entrepreneur AF, hashtag Coffee and Donut Swag, of course, at the Saturday Morning Hustle store at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. Follow us, engage us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, of course, the Facebook fan page as well, so that you don't ever miss an episode. Speaking of not missing episodes, don't miss the bonus episode of the Balance series that's released on the last Monday of every month. The current episode is Competition from Inside and Outside Factors. A lot of what we talked about today is referenced on there as well. That's an audio only. It's not on YouTube, but it's on all of the podcast platforms. So check that out as well. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. This is the Saturday Morning Hustle for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, and hustle on the weekends to be successful. Thanks. See you next week. Saturday Morning Hustle. Saturday Morning Hustle. Saturday Morning Hustle. Wake up and keep chasing your dreams.